It's Friday, February 28th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alamo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Alamo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 180. Matt Scott is joined by Jeremy Klawocki, Todd Puma, Henry Clifford, and Ken Bruick talking about Best Buy getting into residential. Ken Bruick starts off talking about how local integrators can stand out against large companies like Best Buy.
I mean, a lot of it's on a, you've got the micro and the macro level, right? The micro level is what can the individual integrators be doing, and the macro level is more like what can Cedia be doing? What can the Cedia-friendly manufacturers be doing? And on the micro level, I mean, that's where you really start to see the integrators that are good at their jobs excelling, because they provide an experience. If they have a showroom where people come in and their hand is held through every step of the process, right? And all of those little decisions and concerns that a consumer might have are just washed away because they don't even have to think about them. So my background, I've been an AV enthusiast forever, but my professional background, a lot of it has to do with interface design. I was a user experience guy. And what's interesting coming from that, looking at this particular story, is when you're designing a UI, it's all about goal-oriented design. What is the end user hoping to accomplish, right? And then every piece of that UI needs to be chiseling away very rapidly at helping the user get to that goal, okay? And so every feature you have, every option you present to the user is adding friction in that process. And it's kind of counterintuitive, right? You look at a point and shoot camera and there's 1,000 options in there when really a user needs one. And so it's kind of the same thing with this Best Buy story, right? Where the more options you provide to a consumer, the more fatigue they have and the farther away from their end goal they really are. So for us in the industry, both as integrators, manufacturers, all of our messaging needs to be about that end goal. What is the end experience? And that's when all of the annoying details start to manifest themselves as real problems to the consumer. The consumer shouldn't have to care about setting up IP addresses. They shouldn't have to care about ecosystems and walled gardens. But that is the reality when they're going into Best Buy, right? They've got to talk to hopefully a well-trained person working there. And I actually worked at Best Buy as a college student a long time ago. So I know exactly what the training is like. But they're relying on that person to be able to get deep insights into this person's familiarity with technology, how comfortable they are with installing things, troubleshooting things. And as an industry, we should be able to go the complete opposite and just say, look, what are you hoping to accomplish? What are the things you and your spouse care about? Let's hone in on those. And all of those details, every time they get brought up, we just reinforce the idea, nope, you don't have to worry about that. That's on us. We take care of that for you.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.